Thanks for tuning in Organic Matters wherever you are. For this portion of the show, I'm going to talk about something I've talked about a year ago, but it's come a long way. I'm going to bring it. It's a little bit wordy, I guess is the word, a little bit scientific. But I'll try to make it so I can understand it. Hopefully that means most people can. What it's sort of all about is geothermal energy. But this approach is a little bit more scientific and certainly more efficient. It's called closed-loop geothermal renewable energy systems. There, that's hard to get. I only say that once. Closed-loop geothermal renewable energy systems have so much energy they can save. For the world is grappling with the challenges of climate change, thereby finding innovative and sustainable solutions to our energy needs, which is I've tried to practice or look over for 30 years. So it's become more crucial that we try to find these energy sources than ever, especially when we're still fighting the giant fossil fuel companies. They've just tried to get the laws changed again so they can just keep tearing up the earth all they can just for energy. Yes, we need energy, and we're not going to be off petroleum and fossil fuels anytime soon, but we can't just keep kicking the can down the road. It has to happen. As science moves forward, we're figuring out that these geothermal systems are actually at the forefront of, I'm going to call it, our new energy revolution. Thereby, they're driving the efficiency and minimizing environmental impact. Very important, folks. We're messing up our environment. Moreover, they revolutionize renewable energy as we know it. By harnessing the Earth's natural heat through a network of underground pipes, because closed-loop geothermal renewable energy systems provide a clean and reliable source of power for heating, cooling, and electric generation as we've never thought of it before. These systems are not only highly efficient, yet they are also significantly reduced greenhouse and gas emissions, especially compared to what we now call, I guess the words become, traditional energy sources. In other words, folks, dirty fossil fuels. Now, let me see if I can put this again in my 8th grade education thinking. Understanding closed-loop geothermal systems. It's really not as hard as it sounds, but as you go through it, you think, wow, it's going to take a lot. It's really not. It's much simpler than other alternatives we have in many ways. Closed-loop geothermal systems, also known as, you get this better, closed-loop heat exchangers. That's really what they are. For they are groundbreaking technology that actually enables the extraction of geothermal energy, heat, folks, from the Earth's subsurface, underneath the ground. These systems utilize a network of underground pipes to circulate a working fluid, we'll talk about that in a little bit, all which absorbs and transports heat from the Earth to the surface. So unlike traditional systems, they rely on permeable regions close to the surface. For that reason, these systems can actually be implemented almost anywhere in the world. That's making geothermal energy more accessible and scalable than we ever thought it was going to be. See if you can envision this. This is where the one-time radio doesn't work for me as well. There are closed-loop geothermal system, okay? It's actually like a closed circuit, especially where the working fluid continuously circulates, all within sealable, now they're sealed, they don't get anything, they're sealed download heat exchangers is what they are. The system just consists of two vertical wells connected by a bunch of horizontal well bores connections, thereby forming kind of a buried interlocking pipe system. This design allows for a versatile configuration. Build it wherever it needs to be built around. One that can be optimized for different geological conditions. But most importantly, it is for a very site-specific requirement. Each one is, in essence, a different animal, but all, in the end, doing the same job. Within the system, the working fluid absorbs heat. That's from the surrounding rock formation as it circulates through those well holes, those well bores. The heat fluid is then transported to the surface, back up to us, for that's where it can be utilized for a lot of different applications. This also includes direct use for heating and cooling purposes, straight out of the ground. This will most likely be in residential, commercial, and industrial sitings. I mean, as well as electric energy itself. That's another story. It can generate tons of energy. That's through power generation modules that are, again, actually just sophisticated, I'll call them heat engines, is really what we're going to use. These closed-loop geothermal systems offer really advantages over most any other what we would call traditional technology. That enhances the viability and scalability on a global scale that, again, we've not even begun to tap. Just some ideas. Think about this. To begin with, they have a broad range of operating conditions. Closed-loop systems can operate in a wide range of temperatures and all kinds of rock compositions, from low-temperature sedimentary zones to higher-temperature rock formations. This versatility increases the number of viable thermal projects tremendously and enables utilization of high-temperature resources, which significantly enhance, of course, the power output. The higher the heat ratios, the more power you get, let's say, more bang for the buck. And here's one of the facts that got me interested that I like best. Utilization of unproductive wells. Closed-loop systems can extract energy from previously unproductive geothermal wells, and this is an important one, may even repurpose played-out oil and gas wells that are just sitting empty and, in some cases, polluting where they are. This allows for the efficient utilization of existing infrastructure and resources. We don't have to reinvent the wheel as far as getting the hole in the ground. Another plus is baseload and flexible power generation itself. Closed-loop geothermal systems provide reliable, listen to this, continuous and sustainable energy, making them ideal for baseload power generations, which is what we need on a daily basis. Additionally, these systems can adjust their energy output to follow the fluctuations of renewable energy sources like wind and solar as we put more of them online, providing altogether an integrated, totally stable grid. That's part of the problem everybody fusses now about solar and wind. Well, it's not 100% all the time. Well, it's not, but this would back it up, or they would back the geothermal up, and then we have a constant source greater than we've ever had before. And as a final note, just because the system works the way it is, it is able to enhance industrial applications. Closed-loop geothermal systems have the potential to enhance various industrial applications, such as high-value lithium extraction and hydrogen production, which is still in its infancy also, but it's coming. These systems can significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions associated with those processes, contributing to a cleaner and much more sustainable future. And looking down the road, folks, and just talking to reading scientists, I don't really call them, it's almost unlimited. It's certainly unlimited in normal human thought times. There's a lot of geothermal energy down there. A new startup energy company has developed and patented a closed-loop geothermal technology. This system incorporates several patent-pending kind of innovations to optimize efficiency, scalability, and low environmental impact. One of the key innovations is the use of a proprietary working fluid. I kind of like that word. We'll talk about that too. That circulates within the closed-loop system. This fluid acts as an efficient radiator, in essence, is what I'd call it. Kind of similar to your vehicle radiator. It really is. It's a heat exchanger to remove heat from the underground reservoirs. The EVOR loop, named after the company EVOR that created it, that system mitigates many of the limitations of traditional other older geothermal systems by eliminating the need for wells to produce brine from a subsurface aquifer. That's a big plus, folks. Instead, the closed-loop system relies on the thermosiphon effect. Think about that. That's where the hot fluid rises into the outlet well, and the cool fluid falls into the inlet well, creating a natural circulation without the need for external pumps and all that ridiculous amount of literally polluted brine water that other energy sources, including, for instance, fossil fuels, uses. Part of the bottom line, I'm not going to beat this horse to death too long, is these systems will improve air and water quality above and beyond anything the fossil fuel system or even standard geothermal systems can now do. By operating within a totally closed circuit, these systems prevent effluent and waste disposal issues, reducing environmental impact and, of course, permitting challenges. You're not putting any pollution out. You don't have much problem getting a permit. Furthermore, closed-loop systems do not interfere with the subsurface water sources at all, ensuring their conservation and protections are in place. All that they're not polluting, folks. So it gave us more energy with higher efficiency, with basic, once the actual work to get the well is put in, basically zero effect on the environment where that source is being used. Quick look at the future. Closed-loop geothermal systems are actually poised to play a real, what I'd call pivotal role, in the transition to a greener and more sustainable energy future. Their scalability, versatility, and environmental advantages make them an attractive option for meeting the world's ever-growing energy demands while minimizing greenhouse gas emissions tremendously. And as the technology continues to evolve and gain traction, it is essential to demonstrate its effectiveness at a scale and address any remaining concerns related to public acceptance and what we would call risk management. Cross-industry collaboration, drawing on the expertise of the oil and gas sector itself, so they should be getting involved in it, will be instrumental in driving the adoption of closed-loop geothermal systems and accelerating their deployment. I don't just mean here, but I mean on a totally global scale. With ongoing research and development efforts, combined with, of course, favorable regulatory frameworks and increased awareness of the benefits of geothermal energy, closed-loop systems have the potential to literally revolutionize renewable energy and contribute significantly to the achievement of what we are trying to shoot for, which is net zero targets worldwide, at least in the next 20, 30 years. This is not happening tomorrow either. That's where people get impatient. Gonna tie this up. Closed-loop geothermal systems are revolutionizing renewable energy by harnessing the Earth's natural heat through innovative underground pipe networks. Remember, they're totally closed-loop. These systems offer numerous advantages, including their broad operating range, utilization of unproductive wells, baseload power generation capabilities, and enhanced industrial applications. With ongoing technological advancements, and they're coming every day, folks, and the collaboration of the oil and gas industry, closed-loop geothermal systems are poised to really drive the transition to a greener and more sustainable energy future by reducing water consumption, improving air and water quality, and enhancing safety. These systems provide a cleaner and more environmentally friendly alternative to traditional energy sources. As the world seeks, folks, innovative solutions to combat climate change, closed-loop geothermal systems are one of the most promising pathways towards a more sustainable and resilient energy landscape than we know of. It's up and coming for sure as a safe, clean, efficient, renewable, actually, not, it's not even renewable, it's there, energy system for all of us. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.